So a number of us around the Upper Hunter and further afield are being urged to buy a bee by Rural Aid. Joining us to tell us what the buzz is all about there, John Walters. John, how are we doing?
I'm doing fantastically well, thank you very much.
How are we helping out our beekeepers at the moment?
Oh, look, our beekeepers need a helping hand right now. They've got a really serious threat that has got the whole industry nervous, and it's a really serious threat that's got our beekeepers very, very rightly nervous about what this could mean to the long-term future of the industry. So some really short-term disruption and financial impact right now, but what are the longer-term consequences that have got people very, very nervous?
And of course, when we're talking about bees, we're not just talking about honey, we're talking about the pollination of so many rural industries. It could be devastating if this continues.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, if you walk down the supermarket shelves, you could basically take about a third of what's in front of you away if our bees weren't doing the work that they do. So really significant impact right there. And then when you get our bees out into the paddock, it's all that unseen work that they do, pollinating crops that we just take for granted. I know our almond growers are hugely nervous at this time, because it's about now that the hundreds of thousands of bees are transported into those orchards to do their pollination work. And there's countless other crops, apples, cherries, you name it, that all rely very, very heavily on those bees.
So at the moment, John, you're calling on the public to be a helper to our beekeepers. What can we do?
Look, our littlest livestock and the people who manage them and get them around the country need a helping hand. And we're saying buy a bee. Buy a bee is a call to action to make a donation to Rural Aid so that we in turn can be supporting those farming families, our beekeepers, who need that help at this time.
Given everything that regional New South Wales has been going through, COVID as we know, now here in the Upper Hunter we've got devastating floods, there's the threat to the beekeeping community, you guys and your councillors must be working overtime.
Oh, look, it's an incredibly busy time. Look, I very naively thought that we might have a year free of disasters and free of interruption, just so our agricultural sector could really take advantage of the circumstances in front of them. But it's hardly been the case.
Yeah.
We've had those devastating floods in the northern rivers on two separate occasions in really quick time. I know where you and your listeners are, has seemingly had some really challenging situations in front of them. And you're right, it's absolutely meant that the Rural Aid team has been flat out. A whole lot of calls to our counselling support line, a whole lot of financial assistance delivered to people, and we just keep doing what needs to be done, because we know that our farming families, vital work that they do, they need our help. So we're very focused on making sure that they're supported at these times.
And we really do appreciate your efforts, and if you'd like to help out, go to the website ruralaid.org.au/hiveaid and be a good helper. John Walters, as always, thank you very much for what you do, and thank you for joining us on 2NM.
Wonderful. Thanks so much.